you. Together, Hail Hail, the gang is all here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Richie, I don't know where he is. Was he around at all yesterday? Yeah, he was here for a while.
Is he going to CPAC today?
CPAC, yeah, there's a good way to spend some time. Okay. I think he said he was going to go there. Yeah. Because one of the other people that happened to be on the same network, the originating network of this program is Radio America, which is where Richie is in Washington, where Michael is, and that's where the CPAC convention was. They have other folks on the network scheduled. Roger Hedgecock, who's somebody that I happen to quite like, is on, and I think he was going to CPAC. Was he, Michael, was he going to CPAC? Michael's in the know.
I don't know.
And then the new woman. What's that woman's name that's on from
Dana Loesch?
Dana, yeah. Is she going to go there?
I think so.
Yeah. I love a good Dana Loesch.
I love bargains. I'm sitting here, Roberta, drinking from a large bottle of Smart Water. And I'm thinking to myself, the only thing smart about this are the people who figured out how to get me to pay as much money for a bottle of water as to pay for a gallon of gasoline. The only thing smart about this.
When you think about it, you're right. It costs more than a gallon of gasoline.
It does. Yeah. It's crazy. It's not crazy.
Tastes better, though.
Smart.
I remember when bottled water first came out, I remember thinking to myself, who on earth would pay money to buy a bottle of water?
Answer? Everybody.
Yeah, right?
Very nice.
Do you ever notice he's sometimes like that kid in class that misbehaves all the time?
Yeah, to get attention from the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Dougie, we see you over there.
Here's a shiny pen.
All right, Roberta,
on the head.
What's up from the Queen of Cheap today?
We got free Oreo cookies.
Ooh,
free copy paper. We got a really good cheap deal on tulips. You got to get this for your lady friend, Doug. Yeah. And we have, believe it or not,
what to do
with tater tots.
I have to get a pair of crutches for my lady friend.
Tater tots.
In fact.
No, you should get her these flowers.
I should. Okay, I'll bring her some flowers. I'm going to go see her this weekend, so I'll bring her some flowers.
Love flowers.
So details behind these items and more with Roberta in 5, 6, 7 minutes. Later on in the hour, Jennifer has the television report. I notice Roberta will be interested in this. Her cousin, Mr. Facinelli, is actually going to be in Framingham this weekend, filming a pilot for a new NBC comedy series. Why they're filming it in Framingham, I haven't the slightest idea, but I know that he's going to be here. Maybe you can call him, come over to the farm and visit for a while.
You should go over and go over to Seton. We'll give you a tour.
Right. Very good.
Listen, Roberta, we'll give you a tour.
There you go.
We'll give you a tour.
Just so you know me.
So, Jennifer, what else have we got that's of interest for later on in the hour in the television report?
A surprising turn in the late night wars and new Ashton Kutcher gossip, Dougie.
Really? Coming up 11 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Why will the sanctions work or will they not? Stiffer U.S. and European penalties because of what's going on in the Ukraine could sting Russia's already slow-growing economy. The president had a one-hour conversation once again. He had an hour and a half last weekend. Yesterday he was on the phone with Putin for an hour. What do you suppose they talked about? What do you think?
The Dodgers, probably.
You think so?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. How would Putin be? That would actually be kind of funny.
A little stiff, maybe.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know. I bet he's kind of like... Russian idol, yeah. I kind of like the idea of that. No, I'm serious. What do you think? I'm going to at least one of the news media's overviews of what Obama said to Putin during their phone conversation.
He said, what the blank are you doing?
Well, he warned Putin, supposedly Obama warned Putin that his country's intervention in the Crimea is a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty.
And Putin is saying, no, it's not. You should be part of us.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
He apparently urged Putin to embrace a diplomatic resolution which, quote, addresses the interests of Russia, the people of Ukraine, and the international community. As part of the resolution, governments of Ukraine and Russia would hold direct talks facilitated by the international community international monitors would ensure the rights of all Ukrainians. You think that? I'm surprised they stayed on the phone. I'm surprised Putin stayed on the phone for an hour. Honestly. Because he doesn't really have to and doesn't really want to. So I guess I'm wondering why. Not why Obama called him, but why would Putin.
Maybe he's being manipulative.
Putin's being manipulative?
Perhaps. I wouldn't trust him further than I could throw him, which isn't very far.
So we shouldn't trust Putin. I think you're the first person to ever suggest that,
Jennifer. I think so, too.
All right.
Now, write it down.
Write that down.
Right. Yeah.
In 8 years, you're going to put that up on Facebook going, Jennifer Horn knew it. We shouldn't trust Russia.
I should have listened to Jennifer more than I did.
Yep.
Wow. 888-302-3684. Quick comments from social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, about our interest in this area of the world, Kenny.
I don't see any more comments about that. There are a lot of comments about your airplane adventure the other day.
Really?
When you had asked about politicians abusing their power and not caring that they're making everybody late when
for those who may not have heard the conversation, I sat in an airplane for an hour and 10 minutes on the ground at Newark on Wednesday. When was it? What's today? Friday? It was Wednesday, right? Wednesday afternoon. And the reason that we sat on the ground is because Mr. Obama was flying into Logan Airport in Boston for a fundraiser. The fundraiser was set to begin at 6 o'clock. He flew in during the height of the rush hour, about 4:45. And so anybody that was on a plane that was supposed to land in Boston stayed in the air and circled around the airport for about 45 minutes. While Air Force One landed, they took the president off and got him through tunnels. All the streets were shut off. And so those of us who I needed to get back for a 7 o'clock meeting, sat on the ground, didn't get into Boston until 20 after 6. So an hour plus of my life, everybody else on that plane, and everybody else on dozens of other planes that just got, they were just either in the air and they couldn't land or they sat on the ground. I'm sending a bill to the Democratic National Committee for an hour of my time.
Did you do it yet?
I didn't do it yet, but I'm going to. I've got the. I have a special letterhead for these sorts of things, and I'm going to. I am going to send it to the Democratic National Committee. So, in essence, what I'm saying is that we ought not to take this sort of thing lying down. And that's why I just think all of the more people who can comment on this and have some sort of intelligent outrage, not just but something that's intelligent, like, Mr. President, or whoever the chairman is now of the Democratic National Committee, do you have, are you thinking at all about the ramifications of these sorts of things, especially in Boston, where you could land the plane at the Air Force base that's 12 miles outside of Boston, Hanscom Field? Land the presidents usually, when they come to town, have landed there. But because it was more convenient.
I don't know why presidents don't do that, actually. That seems to make a lot more sense to land at a military base, doesn't
it? If there's one close in.
Right.
But this was inconvenient because it would have taken an extra half hour to drive to the place where the fundraiser was. So let's screw up everybody's lives because we're more important than you are. And we'll land at the big international airport and screw up everybody's flights. And by the way, the flights that were on the ground, people trying to get out of there, they couldn't move either. Not only could I not take off in the plane I was in to go to Logan, all the planes that were scheduled to take off between 4:30 and 5:20 sat on the ground. With people, all right, you close the gate, because the airlines have this scam. They have this, we're going to report to the FAA about our on-time departures. As long as the door is closed and they're pushed off the gate, as far as the records are concerned, they're on time. So you can sit on your butt out on the end of the runway for 2 hours, but the plane, as far as records are concerned, whoop, off the gate, on time. So there's that whole, those shenanigans as well to deal with, at any rate. So you have these comments. What kind of comments you got, Kenny?
Nate says, come on, Doug. They all think of themselves as royalty, and we are the peons. Uh-huh. Get rid of them all, both parties.
I'm not sure I disagree with that.
Agree.
Go ahead.
Marie and Nancy both say, bill them. Let's see what
happens. Let's see if they send me any money or see if they send me a comment anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
And James says, what would happen if a heart was en route to an airport for a heart transplant and could not be delivered on time because the plane had to circle for an hour?
Mm-hmm. Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all good points. Thank you for your comments. Jennifer's report's a half hour from now. Roberta's report on how to save money this weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
I'm Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Macy's and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toasted life. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's, proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. If you know a young volunteer from 6 to 18 years of age making a difference in your community, nominate him or her for Kohl's Care Scholarship Programs. Top winners are going to get $10,000 in scholarships. Nominations open through...
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Queen and Adam Lambert performed together on American Idol 5 years ago are reuniting for a 19-date North American tour kicking off in June at Chicago's United Center, wrapping up in July at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Washington. Where is that, Michael?
It's in the suburbs, I think.
Is it?
I think it's in Maryland.
This is like a natural match, I think.
Why?
Adam Lambert and Queen? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If anybody could play the Freddie Mercury role, it's Adam Lambert. No question.
Oh. Yeah. He sings really... it got that loud...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Style.
His
name's
style
voice.
Yeah, he's got the persona. You know, he's just... He's a natural performer. I mean, he really is an entertainer. He's an entertainer.
All right. So, Michael, see if you can find We Are the Champions. This is the song that they put together. Brian May and Roger Taylor are the original members of Queen. And then they put Adam, as Roberta is suggesting, together with them to have Adam replace Freddie Mercury. And now that you mention it, I guess I can hear that.
It's a no-brainer. If they'd put someone else in there, you would question that.
Yeah.
And he's performed with them before.
Yeah. Even on Idol, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's right, yeah. They 5 years ago, they were on Idol. Yeah.
So they did this song on Idol.
Yeah. Taylor says that Adam is the most incredible front man. He's a great diva, and I mean that in the best possible way. We need that theatrically. So I didn't get that about... I actually never really was a big follower of Adam Lambert's. Didn't know much about him until he became a judge. So I guess he's got, though, a pretty interesting background. How old is he? Late 30s? How old is Adam Lambert? Anybody
late
know?
20s, probably.
In late 20s, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not that old.
He's probably 26, 27.
All right. So,
I thought he was the best thing that ever came out of Idol, quite
I
frankly.
Remember. I wouldn't go that
remember
far.
I'm not sure.
Every week you'd wait to see what he was going to do?
I remember every week you'd wait to see what he was going to do.
Chris Allen won. It was like, are you really kidding me, people?
I was a fan
seriously?
Of Danny Gokey that season, I believe.
All right, so now Adam is on. He's on The Voice, right? Isn't that the show he's the judge on?
Adam? No, that's Adam Levine.
No, you're thinking of Adam
Levine. Oh!
I was wondering what judge you were talking about.
Yeah.
Ah.
There was talk about him being a judge on something. But...
And Adam Levine, yes, is in his
later. Ah!
Welcome to 2014.
Thank you. We are? Is this 2014? No!
Surprise.
Really? All right, so last night, anybody watch American Idol?
No, I was watching. I was at Disneyland.
You were at Disneyland. American Idol last night, they had Phil Phillips singing his new single, Raging Fire.
All right, so he was the winner last year or 2 years ago?
Season 11.
Okay.
I would have been further back than that. Isn't this the 14th year
of
American Idol? I think it's the 14th year. And then they had an Irish band called Codaline singing All I Want. Now, I haven't found anybody who knows anything about this band. But apparently, in order to get on to American Idol or any of these shows, unless you were a participant, that is, if you were a winner and you have success, then you're on free. But if you're a band, no matter who it is, you pay $185,000 to $225,000 to get on and sing.
Really?
Your song. Yeah. That's what they figure the exposure is worth. That's what they're doing now with The
wow.
View. Some of the other daytime shows, I'm not sure Ellen does it, but some of the other, and Oprah never did it, but some of the other daytime shows have you pay to get on, whether you're selling music or movies or you're selling cookware, whatever it is.
Not payola.
So
you want to hawk your movie, you have to pay.
Because they're upfront about it. They're not. It's not a secret. They're upfront about asking people to pay to get the exposure for these shows. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her totes awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
A little rise, a little laugh, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Top stories of the day in our sights here, the Doug Steffen way of proclaiming superiority over the rest of those programs that just give you the news, blah, 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 blah. Here, we do blah, 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 and then Jennifer comments, Roberta comments, Kenny comments, you comment.
So does that mean more blah, blah, blahs for your dollar?
Yeah, we have more blahs for the buck here.
I love a good value.
More blahs or more bucks for your blog or your blah.
That's true.
Whatever. All right, so speaking of blah, the crisis in the Ukraine turned into a domestic dispute. Lawmakers in Crimea voted in favor of leaving the country and having Russia take them over. There's a story floating around that not many people are paying attention to, that the Russians have bribed the voters in the Crimean parliament to go in their direction. The Russians want Crimea back again because it's a great seaport. It's a destination, vacation destination, beautiful area, a lot of good farmland. They don't care about the rest of the Ukraine because it's still compromised because of Chernobyl from, 30 years ago? How many years ago did Chernobyl blow up? Anybody remember?
It had to have been in the early 80s, right?
It was maybe even earlier than that. But that area, which is about 35, 40 miles from Kiev, has created... How many? It was 86 when it happened, Michael? Thank you. All right, so that was 28 years ago. So in 28 years, that stuff doesn't blow away.
No.
How long does it take for nuclear waste to dissipate?
And do you want to be the first guys to see if it has? I mean, I'm throwing it out. Like, if you're going to do
it. Take a pass on that thing.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be the first.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. The only thing interesting that happened at the CPAC conference yesterday was Mitch McConnell walked in with a gun.
What? What?
McConnell.
Oh, that crazy Mitch McConnell.
He walked on stage brandishing a rifle. His decision to carry the firearm had a purpose, he said. He handed it to Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, who was giving the NRA's Courage Under Fire Lifetime Achievement Award. So there you go. Mitch McConnell packing heat. That looks pretty intimidating in and of itself. Ted Cruz was there speaking, Marco Rubio. However, the man that seemed to create the most interest was Chris Christie. He's not exactly a Tea Party favorite. They call him a rhino. There ought to be a song or a TV show or something like that. They call him a rhino. Do you think that would be a good television program? Who could star in that?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing at me?
Who do you think could star in it?
They call me a rhino. I think Selleck would be a good... He's basically cut out of that cloth.
He's conservative, yeah.
Yeah. That word gets misused, but he's a gun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be good in that. All right, so anyway, I just wanted you... know what was going on. There's a lot of stuff this week. Normally I don't do a lot of Washington stuff, but I think there are some interesting... The most amusing thing was the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Darrow Issa.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. Everybody's heard the audio. Now, did you hear that late yesterday, Mr. Issa apologized to Elijah Cummings because he shut
the mic? And he really should have, by the way.
Yeah, well, it didn't look good.
No.
It didn't sound good.
He could have said, we're through, you know, bring this up next. Right. You know, he could have said something like that.
Yeah, he just looked like came across as a jerk.
It just, who knows? Who knows what was surrounding it? He was ready to go home. I don't know. But it just sounded bad. It sounded bad for him.
He said, as chairman, I should have been more sensitive to the mood of what was going on. And I take responsibility for that.
That's a good answer. What else can you do?
I could have offered to reopen the hearing and allow Mr. Cummings to make a second statement. Cummings issued a statement saying he accepted the apology and he hoped that we move forward and that we will seek resolution rather than unnecessary conflict. That's good. Yeah, there's a lot of unnecessary conflict, and that's the reason nothing's getting done. The military sexual assault bill. How many people have been following this? Roberta? Jennifer?
No.
No, really? It's pretty compelling stuff. There are two sides to this. There's a brigadier general who was having an affair with somebody. They got his blungas in a blunga, if you know what I mean. And now he's being charged. It's a pretty nasty case. But this bill is generally, it was introduced by Senator Gillibrand of New York. It was generally supposed to remove military commanders from deciding whether allegations of sexual assault by their subordinates would be prosecuted by the military or in the public. And this bill was to have them tried in a regular civilian court. So there were a lot of people, interesting group of people who were for it. A lot of all the presidential contenders on the Republican side for 2016 signed right on. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, right onto this bill. What about McCain? What do you think? Nope, we're not messing with the military. So these guys don't look. This is bad PR for guys like that. I don't think you get in the way. At least if I were sort of advising them, I'd say, yep, get on board, push this. This is a good thing. You'll be seen as an old curmudgeon and a military sort of guy. And they apparently didn't pay much attention. I thought it was interesting Carl Levin was against it. He said the evidence shows that removing the authority from our commanders would weaken, not strengthen, our response to this problem. Really? I don't understand that thinking. Anybody want to take a shot at that thinking?
No, it's weird.
I don't get that, frankly. All right. California man lost $500,000 on Super Bowl weekend.
Bet on the Broncos, eh? Bummer.
Well, he's suing the hotel, the Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, alleging he was too drunk and he ought not to have been allowed to gamble.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Give it a rest, buddy.
Mark Johnston. Honestly? Claims he was the victim of a Las Vegas hustle in which the casino serves him too many drinks. He was drunk, and he kept playing blackjack.
That's called Vegas.
That's called stupid.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. That was the weekend I was there. I wonder if I saw him. What hotel?
Las Vegas Hotel and Casino.
Oh, the LVH. Okay.
Yeah, right. He said in an interview yesterday, quote, just picture a drunk walking the street. Someone pickpockets and takes his money from him. That's how I characterize this event. I'm not a sore loser. I've lost $500,000. This is about you guys in Vegas almost killing me. What if I had gone to bed that night and threw up on myself and choked and died?
Oh, then that's your problem. Say no. It's not like those cocktail waitresses are forcing those drinks down your throat, you know?
Where do these people come from?
A little responsibility.
That is so typical, though.
God.
Well, you know, they forced me to drink those drinks.
Okay.
Take out my money, put it on the table.
Say 17, bet it all on 17.
Take those cards.
Those of you who like cars.
It's horrible.
I have really become, people are teasing me, I'm driving a Dodge Challenger. I have taken
a
liking. Yeah, I am. Actually, seriously. I rent a lot of cars this time of year as I'm flying around back and forth. So I got a Dodge Challenger. What do you mean, seriously? Why did you ask it that way? Seriously? What does that mean? Seriously? It's a lot of fun, actually. And so and one of the guys in the farm said, what's the matter with you? To me yesterday. I said, what do you mean? He says, what, haven't you grown up? I love cars, and I love to drive fast. I've always loved cars, and I've always loved to drive fast. And I don't, when you're driving a tractor down the road about 22 miles an hour, not too fast. I don't drive my pickup trucks around fast. So every once in a while, just for the heck of it, I rent a fast car. And so, you know, and I find myself as I'm driving around kind of, you know, moving it, I have to remember that there are police around here who actually pay attention to that. You can drive any way you want to in California. A white guy in a black car, nobody, the police pay no attention. You can do anything you want. If you're a black guy in a red car, you get stopped at every corner. But a white guy...
I don't know if that's fair.
I think it's very fair.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, no, I live here.
Fair.
Or a Hispanic guy. More likely a Hispanic guy driving a red car.
I think you're just, it's a numbers game. There are hardly any white people left in L.A., so I think that's, I think that's the number that you're looking at.
Well, that could be it. So the reason I'm talking about this is because there's a story today at DougStephan.com about, and this is pretty unpleasant, actually, the first Dodge Vipers, really cool cars, are getting crushed at junkyards. The car was not basically built for the American market, the first ones, the Vipers that had all kinds of stuff. I mean, these cars were really loaded up. For some reason, they didn't ever make them so that they basically fit into the U.S. What are they? U.S. What's the department that does... It checks to make sure that all the cars and stuff are the standards. What department does that? So, no. There's another the EPA. Anyway, so it didn't have the Chrysler Vipers didn't have all the stuff. So they're bringing them in. These are the pre-production models before they actually became commercial. So they brought them into the junkyards and they're crushing them. I mean, these cars are worth $250,000 a piece. And Chrysler
says... Why are
they
doing that, then?
I don't know. I don't understand this. There's something about this I don't get, Kenny.
These cars were given to colleges all over the country to be used for educational purposes. I don't know what that means. I don't know why a college needs a Dodge Viper.
Right.
But they were... This was before they went out into production.
Yeah.
So they didn't have emission systems and some other safety features.
Right. Like, there was no speed limiter. So the two of the cars managed to make it to roads, and big shock, they were involved in accidents. Chrysler owned the cars, liable for damages. Lawsuits cost them millions of dollars. They said, okay, we're not putting these on the street, so we're going to junk them.
Yeah.
I thought they could rebuild them or do something with them. Now, that was a cool car. That is a cool
car. The Viper was a cool-looking car. It was always in the weird colors, too.
Yeah. That's another car that could really move. Move. 15 before the hour. We're moving into the television zone. Jennifer Horn gives us that update in a moment here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Everything, your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Rick Osick, Brown Shoe Company Division President of Famous Footwear. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It's a great feeling to know the money we raise supports life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Famous Footwear and our employees across the country and help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
All right, let's get to the television report. I said earlier, Peter Facinelli, Roberta's cousin, former Twilight star and Nurse Jackie actor, starring in a new NBC television show called Odyssey, which is going to film here in Framingham. Why? I don't know. You thought they'd gone down to New Orleans. You telling us that story on the air or off the air about New Orleans?
I think off the air that they did a survey of new movies last year, and most movies, believe it or not, were made in New Orleans last year, followed by Canada, California, and New York. So New Orleans Louisiana in particular, is number one for movie making in the country now.
Good revenue for them.
Yeah. All right, so this show is called Odyssey. It follows three families entangled in a military conspiracy by way of a female soldier, a corporate attorney, which Facinelli plays, and a political activist. Why are they filming it here, though? That's what I don't know.
I don't know.
Why not?
Kind of weird.
All right, in TV news.
Okay, more TV news. Jennifer!
NBC playing hardball when it comes to tonight's
show.
Yeah,
man, they look like a bunch of fascists.
Yeah,
really,
this story started circulating yesterday afternoon. According to TMZ, network executives have warned celebrities, agents, and publicists that if their clients appear on another network show, daytime or nighttime, they will not be allowed to come on Jimmy Fallon's program.
That's stupid.
Insiders claim the network is okay with stars going on Today or Dateline because it's NBC, but shows on CBS and ABC are off limits. So if you're an NBC star, NBC programming only. Makes them look really bad.
Is it NBC people or is it people from any network, a movie, or anything else?
I believe that it's NBC people that especially targeted, because how else would they have any traction? Because if you're going to go on Jimmy Kimmel, you probably aren't going to go on Jimmy Fallon for the same.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We'll talk about a couple of things, where the bargains are this week, whether they're domestic or overseas. Plus, United's new carry-on policy. Is it about safety or making money? Tom Parsons from Best Fares in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit nasacort.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
All right. The talk this week about United's new carry-on policy. If your carry-on is too big for the overhead, they'll charge you to stow it with the rest of the luggage. It used to be that if you couldn't get it in overhead, they'd gate check it. At least most airlines would. And you wouldn't have to pay for it. So is this a scam to make more money? And if United's doing it, does everybody else do it?
Well, I think they've actually been doing it, especially during busy travel seasons, like spring break, summer, and holidays. People try to bring those little roller bags that have, you know, have that double zipper on it where it expands out like an accordion.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first flags they look for. Because right now that bag is with one zipper. Will probably fit in no problem, but when they see the double one expanding as far as out as it possibly can, they know that's a flag to pull you over. But I used to call them the Gestapo baggage police. All the airlines do it, Delta, American, United. But United came out and told everybody. Now, I do know if they're going to try to catch you through TSA first. And so when you see some nice lady and some nice guy handing you a little quart bag saying, oh, you need a quart bag for your liquids. That's really that person's eyeing everything you got on you. Do you have 4,000 bags in your hand? Mm-hmm. Is your bag overexpanded? And then they'll kick you right out of the line before you even get to through security. Because remember, once you get to the gate, they take you to, I'm not sure, are they taking I can't believe they're going to take you back through security to take you so you can check that bag. They're probably going to have their own little special desk.
Yeah.
And remember, every time they catch one of you, that's an extra $25 in their pocket. They catch, you know, they have some gal sitting there for an hour and she catches 20 people. Well, you know, she's making $500
an hour. So if I got a chance to fly another airline that goes the same place, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, again, I think every airline's going to enforce the baggage. I mean, right now, it's very limited space. The overheads really are starting to expand a little bit more. But a lot of those airplanes.
The newer planes have a little more room in them.
Yeah, but the older planes, it's still kind of tight up there, and and it puts. And you also got to remember too, when you come into the, you know, U-Haul and try to get it on the overhead, you can't get it in there. You know, it does slow down the system, and it's also
it really
down
does. Yeah, right. Okay, so what are the deals? You have some specials that may affect us in the next month or so.
Yeah, actually, I'm still saying Europe. This one just came back from yesterday, I think, and it's Milan. Well, Milan puts you right in the center part of Europe. You really got to look buying two tickets to one to New York JFK. But this week we're still seeing Milan for $449. We booked it for April 2nd, coming back on April 9th. $449 out of New York. But if you buy a second ticket from either Los Angeles or San Francisco or Boston or somewhere, and you add those two numbers again together, you'll probably save an average of $400, $500, $600 per person. Yeah. And that goes all summer long, especially during the peak summertime. So look at buying two round trip tickets, and then all the way back home, why not visit the Big Apple for one or two days? It's a great city to be.
All right. Here's the advice. Check out all the deals for Doug Stephan listeners at bestfares.com. 59 past the hour now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.